you couldn't eat it or breed with it, and drifted away. Sea creatures did occasionally bite the changeling, but most of them immediately spit out the alien stuff. It became a hammerhead for the good eyesight, and swam a couple of kilometers south to visit the Poseidon site. It was easy to find, following a metallic taste that was quite different from anything it had experienced before. It found the source easily, warm water coming out of a discharge tube. It evidently cooled the nuclear reactor that powered the place. After a minute's search, it found the intake tube as well. That could come in handy. If you plugged it up, how long would it be before the reactor started to heat up and shut down? Or melt down? It inspected the parts of the blast shield that were in reasonably deep water, not wanting to attract attention. A 9-foot-long hammerhead would be pretty conspicuous in shallow water. It could hear children splashing and swimming on the village side of the shield, and was tempted to give them something to tell their playmates about. Just swim up and smile. But no, best not to do anything unusual, un-shark-like. It might be on camera, anyhow. Better act like a confused fish who just wandered in too close to shore. Hammerheads are curious and incautious. As if in response to the thought, it heard a powerful motor roar into life and begin heading its way. It swam quickly for the depths. Fast boat. It caught up with the changeling before it got out of the relative shallows. There was a loud bang, and a harpoon spiked completely through the shark body just below its head. The motor immediately throttled down, and someone began to haul in his prize. The changeling let itself be pulled halfway to the boat, and then flexed a sudden 180 degrees, hammerheads are agile, and swam away at top speed. At the end of the line there was a sudden tug, then a scream and splash. Just for fun, the changeling flexed again and sped back to the boat, only a little hampered by the harpoon. The man was still halfway in the water when the shark bumped into his foot, the immediate change in the water's flavor a testimony to how much he enjoyed the experience. Someone aboard the boat started firing a large pistol into the shark, 2 hits and 2 misses. The changeling twisted under the boat and took a healthy bite of fiberglass hull, and then headed at top speed for deep water. Once safely out of sight, it stopped the dramatic but unnecessary bleeding, and temporarily enlarged the first wound so that the harpoon could slide out easily. Then it swam north, staying comfortably deep. It wondered whether the men had been motivated by fear or greed. Probably greed. With the harpoon and gun, they were set up for shark fishing. Its fins would make several $1,000s worth of soup, which was why there weren't many large sharks in the area, despite the abundance of food. The mask, snorkel, and fins were still safe under the rock. It took only 10 minutes of pain to change back into the young woman, and another 30 seconds to secrete the bathing suit material. It was an imperceptible half-inch shorter because of the loss of material to the woundings. It would catch and absorb a couple of reef fish on the way back. It was interrupted in that simple task. It had chased and caught a large snapper, and was enlarging an orifice to absorb it, when it heard a human voice. The ticket-taking girl was about 100 meters away, at the edge of the reef, shouting and gesticulating. It let the snapper go and relaxed the orifice to its usual size, and let the bathing suit cover it. It swam toward her as a human might, relaxed on its back, with the mask pulled up to its forehead.
"You are Mrs. Ray?" the girl said.
"Ray Archer,"
the changeling said, standing up in the meter of water.
"Mr. Wade thought you were here,"
the man who owned the B&B.
"He said the project people called for you, and they want you to come at 11. It's almost 10.
Time flies when you're having fun.
"Thank you. I'd better hurry then."
The changeling kept its swimming speed down to that of an athletic human, and then waded ashore with convincing clumsiness in its fins. It could have taken them off, but it knew the pebbles were too sharp for human comfort. It retrieved lava-lava and sandals and jogged back to the B&B. It took a cold shower and shampooed quickly, though it could have done a better job on its skin surfaces and hair just by sitting alone for 20 seconds. It put on tropical office clothes and let Mr. Wade drive her to Poseidon, though she could have walked and been on time.